It's the 17th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Festus Akinbusawe, the current Police and Crime Commissioner, is the Conservative Party candidate hoping to hold the Mid-Bedfordshire seat solidly and previously held by Nadine Dorris. He supports cutting inflation by 50%, which he says his party is well on its way to doing. Also, immigration reform, improving the economic climate, cutting debt and fixing the NHS. Labour's nominee, Alistair Stratham, which, according to the most recent Servation and Opinion polls, is currently tied with the Tories, who previously owned a 25,000-vote majority. Mr Stratham wants to address cost-of-living issues through support from charities, including for those having trouble with energy bills and for people grappling with a rise in their mortgage payments. Catherall Road in Luton was the location attended by police yesterday who were involved in an uncomfortable reunion with history. A possible World War II mortar shell was found and nearby roads were closed. Explosive ordnance disposal officers removed the device. A proposal to increase passenger numbers at London Luton Airport from 18 million travellers to 90 million has been approved by government ministers. The recommendation was initially ratified by the Development Management Committee at Luton Borough Council, but was flagged for review by the government. Critics for the planned expansion believe it will lead to an increase in air and noise pollution. Bedford Radio has an open call for on-air talent as their new shared space with the Wellbeing Media Studio on St Mary's Street, which is due to open in about 5 weeks. Next year, the station will launch on small-scale digital audio broadcasting and is auditioning for a number of different time slots. Additional information can be found in today's show notes. And that's it from your Bedford News.